In the name of Jesus, a Redeemer and brother. Some psychologists, likely indebted to Freud, tell us that weeping is a good thing. Repression is the root of all evil. Anathema sit upon anyone who says, "Big boys don't cry." In the last half dozen or so psychological tests you've done, you will probably have caught more than one whiff of Freud. Now, not everything that Freud said is wrong, and he still is very influential with the outgoing generation. Nowadays, there's more talk of chemistry than of complexes. Yet have a good cry. It mayn't change anything, but you'll feel better and find it easier to sleep. And it'll make you more suggestible to those who are handling your case. But now, in this week's traditional gospel, our Lord says, "Do not weep." And this he said because he had compassion on her. Before he had compassion on her, we are told, he saw her. She was not another case or a client, as some social workers like to say, but she, this woman of Nain, this particular woman, the widow whose son had died. She is the one whom Jesus is there for with all of himself, for her specifically. Not with some little book of six how-to techniques. Only once was Jesus just as he was for her. There were loads of other funerals on that day in Galilee. He saw her. And to her he said, "Do not weep." We have been conditioned to think of such words as something uncaring. The difference is that these words come from the mouth of Jesus. The words are unique when they are spoken by Jesus. We know this because in all the world there is no such another as Jesus. Who he is makes all the difference to what he says. Did the woman in Nain know this? We are not told. That's not so important. She is as Jesus sees her. We are told what Jesus said and what Jesus did. He interrupts the funeral. Who is this? He acts as if he's the lord of it. He brings it to a halt. What else could the poor pallbearers do than put down the bier? He not only is one who takes over the funeral proceedings, but death itself. To the dead man, he says, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the words of Jesus do what they say. "Young men, you will, Deo Volente, be called to conduct a considerable number of funerals and preach funeral sermons. They will only be worth as much as Jesus is at the center. Jesus of Nain, Jesus of Calvary, Jesus of the empty tomb, Jesus who is coming, ha erchomenos, to judge the living and the dead. But who then shall stand? Prepare to meet your Maker." No. Prepare to meet your Savior, Redeemer, brother. The one who is your judge is the one who died on the cross for you and answered for all your sins. You die in that forgiveness. Hold thou thy cross before my closing eyes. The love that went through Calvary is stronger than death. He has taken it over as its Lord. From him then it comes as gift to his forgiven children, the way by which he gives you life. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Your funeral sermons will tell of such a Savior. He alone is quite for sure. So, no waffle about what a splendid chap he was. People will know, and his wife and children quite surely, that he really wasn't all that splendid a chap. Your words may then ring false, but not our Savior's. And you are there to speak his words. At the grave, you recall that his words, his first sure words to the one who has died, were his name put upon him at his baptism. And with the name, such a God, for him, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he is one of mine. Into him the Lord put his body and his blood, which the solid declaration confesses to be a true vivifying food, a true vivifying drink, as the 200 fathers at the Council of Ephesus confessed. Vivi cam et vivi catricem carnem pristi. Death cannot hold those into whom our Lord gives his own body and blood, the medicine of immortality. If she was still around the next time her son died, the woman of Nain was one who knew that the Lord would one day to say to him again, I say to you, arise, and to her also. And how many days are in the hands of such a Savior? Jesus wept. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. Young man, I say to you, arise. It is the same Lord who will raise you up, for it is the same Lord who gives into you this morning his body and his blood. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the faith to life everlasting. Go in peace. The communicant may say, Amen.